This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Just driving around town, man. I saw a beautiful house. Like, oh, that one's nice. And then you turn the corner and it has a massive black widow on top of it.
Yes.
About the spider, I mean.
Yes.
And okay, not, it's 2020.
Not a divorced African American.
Yes, exactly. But it's weird. Christmas decorations, I'm all for. Let's get in the spirit, baby. Mm. More the merrier, as they say. Merry Christmas. Halloween? Maybe do less.
Yeah, it's weird how appropriate and accepted it is to decorate anything and everything that you own for Christmas. But we're having some microphone balancing issues.
Oh, I got it, dude.
You got it. Okay.
I can do it all.
But yeah, once you start getting really into Halloween, it's like, settle down a little bit. Yeah. Like with someone, you go around the circle. Why don't we all say our names and our favorite colors? Diane, black.
Black.
Oh, okay. Unless your name's Billy, last name Eilish.
Yeah.
Your favorite color being black is going to spook me
a little
bit.
Yeah, they're like side artist tombstones. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they're just out there digging and planting tombstones.
Oh, this will be fun.
They're like getting into the spirit.
Bodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could hang a skeleton from that old branch in our yard.
Yeah, take it easy, Bundy.
Yeah.
It's not... Dude, I... Oh, what is that? Oh, I had this thought earlier. What was it? Oh, Ellen, the whole Ellen thing, has that passed? I don't really know, but I was just... I read some article where people were like, well, Ashton Kutcher and like a bunch of other celebrities were like, Ellen's only been nice to me, so I got her back.
Yeah.
I was like, Ted Bundy was nice to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, Ted, I grab beers with him all the time. So he's nice to me, a man. But he was not nice to the ladies. So
yeah, you can't take isolated incidents. Be like, yeah. I think they're a good person.
Yeah, I don't. This is a weird pivot to Ellen, but it is all kind of scary. So
it's all scary. No, yeah, I'm with you on both those things. It's just so funny to like walk into someone's like now we're inside someone's home and they're like, hope you enjoy the decorations, mm-hmm. and they've put spider webs in their home.
Hope you
I'm
like
trying
it.
To do everything I can to keep spider webs out of my house. And
that's
they're like,
great.
Look at these.
Any other time of the year, it's like yeah. Typical guy's house. Go over to Jake's. He's got buddies. They got cobwebs in his studio. It's disgusting. You're like, no, but it's Halloween.
No.
So we left. It's all natural, actually.
It's cheaper to do it in June.
I know. I didn't throw that. Katie's adamant about a real tree for Christmas. We're always a fake tree family. I'm like, I don't want any part of that. She's like, we have to. And so I'm like, yeah, where does it stop? Do you want real cobwebs for Halloween?
Real skeletons?
Are we doing the real deal? And then you go dig something up?
Real house, fake house. Did she grow up with a real tree? Is that why?
Yeah.
She one of those.
Yeah, dude, it scares me. I was in, I almost started a forest fire.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gender reveal or no?
No, not even that, I have to say. It was just starting a fire for the friends. We were out in Utah and this was around the gender reveal. Smoke was coming over and I felt pretty impressed I got this done, but all I had was a lighter and no like lighter fluid or anything. So I'm trying to gather dry stuff and I find.
Good for you.
What is it? A Christmas tree is like a pine tree. What was it? Like a spruce tree
found
or something?
Kerosene.
Yeah.
That helped. Whoa.
I found a dead body. So I grabbed one. I think it's a spruce tree, right? I don't really know.
Pine tree? It's definitely a type of tree. I don't know what tree you found, so I can't really confirm it. But yeah,
what is a Christmas tree?
Pine.
Pine.
Yeah.
100%. I said it.
I think.
Yeah. And so it was like a dead pine tree. So I kind of light that on fire. I mean, that thing just... like a 10-foot flame for about 5 seconds. I was like, oh my gosh, oh yeah. And then I like shaking it and dies down. I get a fire started, but I was
you
like,
set a tree on fire.
I was this close to experiencing what those people in the gender reveal experience, which is light someone fire. Oh no. And you just imagine seeing it spread over the horizon. And
oh
you're just
my
like,
gosh, I'm going to jail.
My life is over. I heard they only had to pay like $200,000, which would suck really bad, but It's that seems like a great deal.
I would find a way to come up with 200 grand if my alternative was prison.
Yeah.
I would definitely come up with 200
well,
grand.
Well, they cause like millions in damage. So I don't know. I would. I mean, I'd be sitting there thinking like, yeah.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Koalas too, probably?
I think you're thinking of the Australian wildfires. Oh. That was about 10 months ago.
Oh.
Not a lot of koalas in San Bernardino.
Dad, yeah, they better... They better figure out this marsupial problem. I love marsupials.
Because they are underpopulated.
They are cute.
And I want more. Did you know, though, I'm going to take it down a peg on the marsupial.
They're well, lazy.
Yes. Yeah, they have lazy eyes.
They don't have any jobs.
And lazy arms and lazy bodies. Yeah. When I went to Australia, this is what they told me. So I don't know how true this is. But they're like, now, if you do see a koala bear, be careful.
Make sure you shoot it.
Make sure you have your tags on you if you're going to take it home and stuff.
They are vicious. They are predatory and they're invasive.
Dude, an underrated quote from you ever seen Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell?
Oh yeah.
He's like, he gives like this pump up speech before a basketball game, and then he's about to leave and he comes back in the locker room. He goes, oh, by the way, if you see a ferret, catch it. It's not a pet. It's so random.
Dude, imagine, what if koala, because you hear about these like invasive species. I saw something in I think Pennsylvania. This is a random fact. Pennsylvania has a lantern fly problem. Which is an invasive bug. And if you look it up, dude. I'm not messing around. It looks terrifying.
Gotta look at my own stuff now. Jeez.
I'm trying to figure
get
it out.
That fax machine.
Imagine
in
if
here.
Koalas were invasive. That would rule. It's everywhere you turn, there's a koala in a tree. You're like, oh, make some more.
It's definitely cool. It's a pretty bug.
Yeah. But they're, I guess they like kind of just take over trees and stuff. But how many is too many, right? Because rabbits are kind of cute, but you see too many of them and you take it for granted. If you saw koalas everywhere, you still think they're cute? You'd be like, these there's another koala dead in the street. They're running across the street. What are they doing?
It is nice that, we don't see them, so we think the world of koalas because we don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
Oh, but back to my koala fact. Okay, I have two Australian things
like a black
now.
Widow.
Yes, on the roof.
Yes.
Koalas apparently very likely to carry chlamydia, on their fur. Like, don't touch a koala bear, they have chlamydia.
Wow.
So there's one fun fact.
Spend a lot of time in the nightclubs or something?
Most koalas, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just on the pole, just latched onto it.
It's like slowly sliding down. Hey, get off of there. Hey, sanitize first. Dadgum
koalas.
The other thing that I heard before I went to Australia and I was so excited to see firsthand was, I feel like I heard this, read this, saw this on Twitter, something back in the day that like the frequency that we see squirrels in like the Midwest where we live is the frequency to kangaroos down under.
No way.
That's what they told me.
You just look out your window and two kangaroos are fighting in your front yard.
Climb up a tree.
Yeah.
What does that sound on the roof? Oh, it's probably just a couple of kangaroos.
Do we? We got a whole family of kangaroos in the attic, don't we?
Yeah, it's kangaroo problem. Yeah. You got them in your walls too. Oh, I think. Yeah.
How do they even? Why do
you hear that?
Why do they make the attic so big in Australia? There's seven kangaroos up there.
Yeah, that's kangaroo feet. That's what that is. Yeah. That's what that sound is. They got to get their toes.
There's
clipped.
No way that's true, dude.
Yeah, it's not. I really believed it though. I really believed it. I was like, I've never been down there.
That's just what they tell Americans as they come in. What would we tell other people when they come to the country? We're like,
Every time you see like a flower in Switzerland, that's like a Bud Light can on the ground in America.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, sweet.
Whoa, cool.
I think maybe what is actually more accurate is as often as we see deer here in America is seeing kangas down under. So if that helps a little bit. Like
probably.
There's kangaroo roadkill in Australia.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
Dude, I never get, you said deers, by the way, which I never get right either.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. This.
I will bet, how much you want to bet I just said deer? I will bet
there's so,
many so
deers.
Much money. Reverse it. Back 15 seconds, everyone.
Okay, actually, you know what? Jake did, I think you said deer correctly. I take it back. Let's roll the intro music. Let's get into it.
Oh, dear.
Do Less God Bless, episode 14. Thanks for coming on back.
Please just do less God bless. Do less God bless. Do less God bless. The Do Less God Bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pitchy, all over the place. all over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What?
Welcome, everyone, back to episode 14.
Welcome, welcome. Jake and I are friends.
We are friends.
Believe it or not, we get asked that a lot.
Pretty much if we ever leave town and we're with new people.
It's shockingly the go-to question for people.
Even exaggerating. Like, this happens pretty often.
So you guys like friends? And the whole time I was kind of like, I guess people are just trying to make conversation.
But think of the conversations you have with other strangers.
Yeah.
I've never had two people walk into a room with me and me say, so are you guys friends? Like, why would I ever ask two strangers that? I was sort of
strange,
that?
But then it kind of occurred to me. The last time that happened, we were shooting Girls in the Fall. Thanks for all the love on that. You know, and I have a female outfit on. And you're holding the camera laughing as I do my thing.
I'm having a good
time.
So
maybe people are going, you guys just friends?
Are you just friends?
You guys?
Is that all?
You guys good friends? Maybe that's, oh no, is that what they're saying?
You guys,
maybe.
Just a couple koala bears, huh?
And then our answers every time have been like, oh no, we're not friends. Like, kind of being funny. But if they're asking, well, I think now it's...
Well, we've led them astray, probably.
Yeah, I saw that. The grandpa on that farm was like, you better... What's that? Is that a boy dressed up like a lady? What are they doing?
You put on a fake wedding ring. Just fool me. Can't fool me.
Can't fool me. These guys friends?
What's our new answer now when people... Because it will happen again. Next time we go out of town, people see us. Oh, okay. So nice you guys to stop by. Oh, wait. Hey, Jake. So are you guys like... Wait. Are you guys like friends?
Well, we just maybe we do some more fake expressions.
Ago.
Well, does Australia have kangaroos in their attic? Just give them some of those. I love those too. The whole like, is a duck's rear wet or something? You've never heard of these?
Don't know that one.
You know, is the Pope Catholic?
Can a gator walk backwards?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe. Just ask them questions that no one's ever thought about.
Are marsupials getting burned alive? They're like, okay, we don't. That one's a little intense.
In Australia, yeah.
Well, they are, and that's what I want to raise awareness about.
Other people's teeth smell bad? Yeah, we're friends. Yeah.
Do the British ever put on braces? No, the answer would be no to that, wouldn't it? Yeah. You're confusing me, young man.
I don't know.
Have you never noticed that about British people?
Is silver worth more than gold?
Huh?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Is the exchange rate confusing? You know British people's teeth are bad?
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
No, why is that?
I think it's just culturally they're not worried about it. It's interesting because here in America, you got to have this. You braces? No?
You would think. No brace.
No brace. That's
no braces.
Isn't that interesting? Mine, I would look crazy if my parents didn't take care of that. Mine were going everywhere, dude. I'd metal in my mouth for like 7 years.
Really?
It was an ordeal. Wore headgear. I wore headgear to sleep every night for like 2 years. I'd just click it in and literally strap it across my head.
They knew you were going to have a face for entertainment. They knew they needed to protect it.
But yeah, British people, if you notice, it's a little... But I guess it's just to them, they're not worried about it.
Huh.
That is my best explanation.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I've always been told I have a face for podcasting. So that's kind of why I got into it. And which is always really nice of people to say.
It is.
I don't know what.
I mean, this is videoed. Yeah. This is videoed.
Joke's on them.
Radio's on TV now. TV's on the internet. Internet has podcasts.
And you're going to see my face even better. We only have two more episodes until we got the cameras, maybe. Maybe one last episode before we got the cameras.
True. Yeah, I'm not promising anything at this point. I don't even know. I'm still using your studio, so it's chill.
Oh, yeah, we're still here.
It's fine. It's a very nice setup, but...
it is nice.
Yeah, getting moved. I did a whole... Facebook had me do this fun kind of like live stream. I hosted a virtual haunted house, which is kind of fun. A little spooky. Are you a haunted house guy?
No.
You don't like them?
No.
Scared?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like you truly... If like, hey, a big rooms are going, you're like, dude, that just scared me too much.
I mean, I guess like with some convincing, I would still go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like the act of paying money to then just be like scared a bunch. This doesn't add up for me.
Do you like scary movies?
No.
Okay. So you're not, so scary movies to me are kind of like roller coasters. You couldn't find a bigger hater of both those things. Like, they freaked me out. I don't want any part of it, but everyone was doing it. So I'm like, I felt kind of like a wuss. So I forced myself, both roller coasters and scary movies. I would just watch them and I would just do them. Hated every moment of it.
Gotcha.
But finally you kind of get some.
Acquired.
You get through it, and now I'm your guy. Scary movies are fun to watch. I kind of like them.
Okay.
I haven't done only haunted houses I've done are the ones who are kind of like you walk through and I'm, that was lame. I haven't done one of those like intense ones, like, right? Yeah, where I guess you're, like, you're walking through like a mile. You're walking for like a mile and they're allowed to touch you and stuff.
Yeah. So. I think Kansas City has like one of like the biggest ones in America.
Ooh,
it's supposed to be like a big deal.
Okay, I'm
it's
doing
like
that.
The Big House or something.
This year they just like cough on you or something.
Yeah. It's a lot of they take away your antibodies before you go in. Yeah. It's really spooky.
Yeah. They like remove your, they cut, plug your nose so you can't smell anything. They're like, this is what it's like.
They put out a casting call for like 19 different people that look like Dr. Fauci, and they're all there like telling you what to do.
Hey, put on a mask, take it off,
get away from her.
Jesus. How many Faucis are there?
It's so scary. You think you're in like a maze of mirrors, but no, those are all different Faucis.
Oh, Fauci.
You ever been in a maze of mirrors?
Oh, it's hilarious because you always run into the wall.
I played tag in one once. Wow. Broke
just
some fingers.
Ate it. Yeah.
Really thought I was reaching for him.
Imagine 19 Faucis in a maze of mirrors.
That would be fun.
Ah, Fauci. Isn't that, Fauci's like the most famous guy in the world right now.
He's not doing bad.
He's not doing bad, man.
I wonder how his Instagram's like, doing.
He's a huge influencer. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Influencer.
Should start a podcast. What would his podcast be called?
Let's see. Oh, I didn't even think. Sorry. I was saying they put out a casting call for 19 Faucis. COVID-19. I wasn't even thinking that.
Oh, you nailed it.
COVID-19 Faucis.
COVID-19 Faucis.
That would be the podcast name too.
I got, maybe his podcast would be like, I got 99 problems and Trump is definitely one. I don't know.
That's a good title. I wish it was longer, but it's good.
I got 19 COVID. And
that's
and
it.
Also Trump's a problem. Yeah.
Fauci. Fauci facts. The Fauci fallacies.
The Fauci funhouse.
Fauci funhouse.
He's kind of like does a fun one.
Yeah. And there's like holographic versions of him.
And yeah, he just has Trump and all the other different politicians on and they just argue, all of them.
Gosh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. The debate, there's another debate, I guess.
There's one coming, yeah.
Yeah, when is that one? Oh, it's so funny, man. I saw someone posted an old clip. It was from the 2016, like him and Hillary were like, they're like, if you lose the election, are you going to like go peacefully? He's like, we'll see, which I guess is a thing. I don't even know if that's a thing, but it's kind of hilarious. And she was like, see, Trump, he does this thing where he like, if something bad happens to him, he claims like it's rigged or something. She's like, when he didn't win Emmys for a show, he claimed it was rigged. And he just jumps in and he goes, should have won one. I love that. Just the guy he's hilarious, regardless if you agree with him or not.
I do like
he said some pretty quick stuff.
Like in the middle of a presidential debate, he's still like thinking like, dang, I should have won that Emmy.
I mean, I now can't... that she brings up again, yeah, I should have won the Emmy. Let's
totally
talk about
deserve that.
That
Emmy. They're like, ask him a question. Got. Now, Dr. Trump, your proposed tax. Sorry. I just can't. I can't focus on now. I should have won that Emmy. I can't think about any of your questions.
Oh
NBC.
Oh, sorry. We're recording this right before. It is actually like the debate's like tonight. So that's happened as you hear this. So
okay.
We'll do a little, let's do a recap of a thing that hasn't happened.
Can you believe what he said?
Can you, dude, I wanted to hear something about policies, but both of them just kind of yelled at each other.
And the thing is, I assumed Biden was a good dancer, but breakdancing?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
At that age?
Head spinning?
Yeah.
He like had several revolutions.
Trump finally revealed his like hair secrets.
Yeah, that was cool.
If for those, that was big for the American people.
I think it weirdly like captivated like a lot of people.
It's like, oh, that's how he does it. That's how he does it.
Yeah. It was cool that, I don't know if you guys saw, but that Elon Musk was not supposed to be the moderator. Like they were supposed to have a different moderator.
Right.
They got sick. Elon Musk came in at the last second.
It was supposed to be one of his new trucks. It was like him and Apple were teaming up and it was like a drivable phone.
Uh-huh.
It was wild. It was fun.
We had flamethrowers. Yeah. We had a little bit of everything. Yeah. And
I love that we'll like title this our debate thoughts. And we record it before it happened. Because we know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think that that's going to be a little too dark. Never mind. They just both have a history.
It's scary.
Yeah, never mind. Spooky.
I love when we, just candidly, whenever you, because it's so, obviously, it's probably the biggest thing happening in our country right now. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we don't want to talk about it. Definitely don't want to upset anybody. So everyone who ever talks about it, I listen to other podcasts. It's just qualifiers everywhere. You like make fun of Trump. You're like, but you know, if I see how like both sides are like Biden, you know, whatever. It's just hilarious.
That is what's tough about this, because like I know myself and we know each other and we both know that we don't know any about politics.
We both know that who we're voting for. One, two, three.
Let's say it. But we both know the type of guys we are where it's like politics aren't even that big of a deal to us. We don't know much about it. So I would love to just say things willy-nilly and people understand that I don't care that much, but you can't on a podcast. You got to be careful.
The biggest problem with this whole year is that you have to wear a mask inside Walmart, and we just need that Walmart yodeling boy to give us some more magic, man. If we could take him out of that, we see that cute little guy. All I want to do is say goodbye. My lonesome man, I did say goodbye.
That's
all we need.
Is what we need.
That's
the debate.
America.
Yeah. This country is built on cowboy boots and Walmart.
Yeah.
Come on.
We know what happens in the debate. I don't think Mason Ramsey shows up, but that's probably the biggest thing. If one of them goes, you know what, guys, we're going to do an intermission. Everyone, Mason Ramsey. It's like, come together as a country. And everyone would be like, you know what? It'd be like the SpongeBob halftime show where everyone was just like, this. We need a SpongeBob Mason Ramsey Super Bowl. That would solve our problems.
Yes. Speaking of yodeling, what do you think of Justin Bieber's new song?
You beat me to that, dude.
Really?
You beat me to it. I thought the song is, I mean, I love Bieber. So his new song is called Lonely. And it's just kind of a song about, the lyrics are literally like, I had it all, but no one to call. I'm so lonely. I was young and famous and everyone hated me.
Yeah.
And yeah, the chorus is like, I'm so lonely. And when he first did it, I was kind of like, I don't know if I like it or not. I was surprised, but I
think I like it.
Which maybe there's something to be said for that. I'm sure that has a lot of people kind of like, still sounds good. Like, it's obviously, he's singing it well, but it's different.
It's got a little country yodel. Twang, a little yodel, but it's like still kind of a pop song.
Yeah.
I heard him do it live on SNL. And it wasn't as yodely. It sounded nice. It was good.
I did see the SNL thing. He kind of started in a little head voice. He went up to the yodel. So that's a mellow yodel. That's the effect Ramsey has.
I was say, that was one of my favorite drinks growing up was a mellow yodel.
Yeah.
Wasn't that it? Mellow yellow. Mellow yodel, something else.
Yeah, you're thinking Yahoo. Dude, I discovered Yahoos. Did you ever like those?
Wait, do you mean Yoohoos?
Yoohoos. Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
Yahoo. Website.
Yahoo. Oh, they're both kind of obsolete now.
Yeah.
But
you ever meet someone who has like a Yahoo email address?
Oh, it's so annoying. So I talked to someone recently. I was like, we're still using Yahoo for fantasy football. Like, that is like a fantasy football. Yahoo. Yeah, my mom's like, my email is 1234 at Yahoo. And like, mom, please get it. She probably has like an AOL account she's trying to use. Why isn't AOL working?
We were a big AOL family growing up.
We were all AOL, man.
All AOL.
But I'm confused. AOL.com is still like...
You're still functioning?
It's still an operating website with like up-to-date news.
Let's go see.
But I thought they were done, so I'm kind of confused by it.
I don't think they're done. I'm going to look at...
Oh, they aren't. I thought they like were shutting down, shutting their servers. I don't know how this stuff works.
I went to MSN.com because we also had that as a family at a certain point. We had MSN.
Okay.
This website still looks pretty old. Like, there's like banners at the top, like shopping, Facebook, which is a weird tab.
It looks like an independent blog or something.
It's weird that they were like, you want to go to Facebook? You want to leave our website? But then the other option is online games. That's just like such a like 2009 website.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, you want to play games on our site?
Man, remember those days? You used to...
What was your gaming site of choice?
Miniclip.
Yes, dude. Same.
Get low-key.
Miniclip was
candy
so good.
Stand or something.
Let me look at miniclip.com now.
Is it still going?
It's a big website for me and the internet.
Y'all gotta check this stuff out. Candy Stand? Dude, remember Candy Stand? Now it's PCH Gaming House or something. But yeah, it's hilarious. It's just Miniclip. I play. Those were the days.
Wow, this is bringing me back.
All right, this is lame. Miniclip. dude, Yoohoo's I saw. I was like, oh, that's chocolate milk. But if you look at it, it just says chocolate drink. And he's just like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like, in no way is it milk.
Like chocolate powder.
Like, I was talking about this recently, like Velveeta. Oh, I was raised on Velveeta, dude.
Yeah.
Sandwiches and Velveeta, man. And I like... The last time I had Velveeta, it kind of... If it gets to room temp, it solidifies into kind of like a putty, you know? And I was like, I don't know if I love this like I used to, because I'm becoming more aware of... There's something that's like something radioactive in it, maybe.
Yeah, never a good sign of what you're eating needs to be consumed quickly or else it's going to change like its form.
Yeah, like love McDonald's. Piping hot. Oh, that's fire. But if you let that thing get back down to to Earth temp, it's like, what even is this, dude? It like turns into it solidifies.
Yeah. I also grew up big AOL, big Velveeta family. My mom made the best Rotel. That stuff was so good.
Ooh, nothing like you open that Rotel, that smell hits different.
Yeah.
It does.
Gosh, I love cheese.
That'd be cool. I might make that if I have a microwave, but I don't have one in my house right now, so.
Really? Are you going to get one?
Yeah, nothing works, so it's chill, but.
What does work?
Bathroom? The heater.
Cool.
And the toilet.
Good.
And one shower.
That's all you need.
That's all I need.
Yeah, simple, man.
I'm having a great time.
Simple life.
My car works. I can get around.
Yeah.
Just went to Salvation Army again. Those people will take anything. I dropped off random glasses. This is funny. I dropped off, this company reached out, which was very kind of them. I don't know if you ever saw it. They made me like a complete custom cornhole set.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, "Do Less, God Bless," at Trey Kennedy. The beanbags are my face. Mm-hmm. And sadly, well, one is they made it out of like solid oak or something. It's 200 pounds.
Cool.
So it's not really portable. And we moved to a place where we don't really have a large yard to set up said cornhole. And I'm a big fan of kind of, especially in a move, I'm like, I want to keep this, but it's just going to sit in the garage. I need to do better at like not just keeping stuff for keeping
good,
stuff.
Good, good.
So I Salvation Army'd it. And I hope one day, I hope whether it's 6 months or 6 years, I get tagged in someone playing with the Do Less, God Bless, Trey Kennedy bags.
That's awesome.
In their backyard. Because I guess, I'm sure they'll be in, like, I mean, who the heck is this guy? They'll sell it for like $30 in their store or something.
But, that's sweet. Yeah, no, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, yeah, you'll definitely get tagged in that at some point. Someone will figure it out.
Hope so.
It's kind of similar. Me and my friends at college used to write our phone numbers on turtle shells whenever we found them. Just to like, let's see where this ends up.
Canceled?
Someone will call us.
Canceled?
Really?
I mean, were they non-toxic markers, dude?
I don't know. I didn't think about that at all.
There's just people are going around town just spotting dead turtles everywhere with your number on it. Okay, I got another one, man. What are you doing?
Stop.
To these turtles. No.
Now I'm worried.
Did you ever get a call?
My friend did once.
Okay.
And a turtle made it pretty far.
Wow.
Like an hour's drive.
Oh, I bet you'd be shocked.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I never got called. Probably because all my turtles died. But
it's like, how'd you meet your wife? Little Timmy the turtle.
Never going to believe this, but...
Little
Jimmy here was the key to all of it.
He is a traveler.
He's a traveler. Who knew? Minneapolis, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wrote his number on it, and it just so happened. I didn't place him here, but he rolled right into the sorority house. And wouldn't you know it?
18 Kappas gave me a call that night.
That's just where Timmy went.
I had my own little batch, sir. It's turtle themed. We spent half of it in the water, half of it on land.
Yeah.
And I protected myself, had a little shell over myself.
We slowed down. We took it easy.
I went in for a kiss. Turns out she was a snapper. Yeah. LOL. It did not go good for me.
Let's just say I eventually got her by the hair. That one didn't make sense, really.
I was like, which hair? They might have hair somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that one didn't make sense, but it's the effort that counts. Okay, speaking of kind of all this.
Dang it. I just Googled, is it safe to ride on a turtle shell? It's not.
It's not.
I'm sorry, guys. Oh. I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah. That's not your fault.
I'll stop. I mean, I haven't done it in years.
Speaking of all these political stuff, I love, one, Instagram and other places. I'm registered to vote. Please shut up. I mean, I guess it's good. Is there not a way I can tell it? Like, I have. Stop. I'm just getting bombarded. Like, register to vote. Register to vote.
It seems like the government knows a lot about me that I haven't told them. So they should know that I'm registered to vote.
Yeah. If you're able to, you know, if you're able to know if I tell my good buddy, Jake, I need a new pair of bathing suits. And then you say, here's an ad for bathing suits. Listen to me now. I'm registered to vote. Stop. Stop telling me to do it. And I love the ads. I'd be like, click on like a funny YouTube video before it. It's like, vote for Senator Carol Sampson. She's got your best interest in mind. And then like music shifts. Unlike Becky Bronson, she only buys Mercedes with your money and she hates kids. Vote Carol. This is sponsored by you. And you're like, oh my gosh.
They just dig up like the crazy stuff. Yeah. In the commercials too, where they Photoshop their face to like morph it into like a demon or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like one on TV right now where they take this woman and they make her look terrible.
Yeah.
Like, is that allowed?
Oh, you're going to vote for Lucy Hansen? Lucy, short for Lucifer. And she's like,
Oh my gosh.
Vote Kennedy. He's got your interest in mind. Did you know Jake Triplett used to write toxic markers on turtles?
No!
Get him out of office!
Dang, I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
Oh, they're so scary. It's always before a YouTube video, too. Like, oh, this will be fun. Watch this, like, funny YouTube video.
Oh, Mr.
Beast. Did you know that Deborah Samsonite has been giving money to the rich people in Africa and not the poor kids?
What?
How'd you even find this out? Yeah. Why? Are you sure that's true? I don't know. I just made that up. But that's it's so like funny. Stuff like that.
How'd they
like,
track that down?
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of weird. I don't know if that should be why I do or don't vote for someone, but it's definitely a weird. Yeah, I see the merit. It's definitely a weird quality.
She, and did you know that she went to Africa and dropped off water in the places that were flooded instead of the places that don't have water? Like, it seems, why would she do that?
Like almost all these political ads, like it's never really that important of what they're digging at. It's like this random out of context thing that feels like you're kind of nitpicking a little bit.
She gave people with 20/20 vision seeing eye dogs instead of the blind. That is so mean. Did she really do that?
It's like, well, they still got dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look at our candidate.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Jefferson has never given a dog to anyone who could already see.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
Jefferson. These are great. I'm sure we should like make our own YouTube ads and just run them and just make people up. Ronald Berger voting for the House of the Congress, but he used to shoot army men in his backyard.
Does he have a tendency for
military? Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It's awesome. I love the like some candidates try to play it safe, right? They're just like, if you vote for Danielson, he is, you know, a diehard conservative from day one to now, and he will always vote to lower taxes.
Good guy.
Yeah.
And he pays for the guy behind him in the drive-thru.
Uh-huh. And they'll show him driving a tractor, and they'll show him shaking hands with a black woman and an Asian chef to cover his bases.
Mm-hmm.
But then I love the other, like, just there's other candidates who just, they go for it. And they just, remember that vocab word mudslinging? I think that's what it is. Yeah, it kind of sounds inappropriate.
Yeah, but I hope this is trickling down to like high school, like student council elections.
Yeah.
It's like, did you know Becky is Snapchatting both the quarterback, the rival quarterback?
Oh, do not vote Becky for treasurer of student council.
Yeah, vote for Katie.
She's endorsed by Katie.
Yeah, and this is a paid production by Katie's dad. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty wild.
That would be a funny thing. I feel like there's a good opportunity, maybe like potentially in corporate culture. Like if there's anything going on right now in your company, or like if there's any, like it could be the tiniest thing. If you're just voting on where you should spend your Q3 holiday party, whatever, next week, someone out there, like make a political commercial.
Yeah.
Like Buffalo Wild Wings is in the crapper.
Yeah. Did you know those wings aren't made from buffalo at all? They're lying to you. And why do all of the waiters and waitresses have the same number on their jersey shirt? That's not against the rules.
It doesn't make any sense.
82? They can't all be 82. Is it because they're founded in 82? No. It's because they have their average age.
I thought they're Dante Hall fans.
Oh, that's it. Nice. Dante Hall, nice throwback. What was I saying? I don't remember what I was saying.
Holiday work parties.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm throwing a holiday party.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll just, if I hear of anything else, I'll run on the ground. I'll do paid YouTube ads. Can you imagine?
Dude, I'm excited. What's the attire for that again?
Christmas cocktail.
Christmas cocktail. I knew it had a cool, like, alliteration.
Which is, I feel like it would be tough for a lot of guys to pull off. Easy for me. I have a Christmas suit, which was sent to me.
Okay.
That looks, is very obnoxious.
Have you recently?
I need to get it tailored, which feels like a ridiculous thing to do, but it doesn't fit. So I'm going to get it tailored, which I hate doing stuff like that because I'll go in there and be like, could you tailor this? And of course, they'll be like, oh, I mean, what's all this? I'll be like, all right. I know.
Well, you don't have to tailor it, but sounds like you're going to.
Well, it's a deal where the legs are about 18 inches too long.
That's pretty far.
Because they haven't been cut in any way possible. I guess I could kind of do my own tailoring.
Yeah, you could make some like, what it was called, like some... some capris out of them, maybe.
Capris.
Some joggers.
Manpris, I prefer.
Have you given any Christmas suits to any local thrift stores that maybe I could find to wear?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes,
okay,
I
will find it.
I did get rid of, because this one company had sent me kind of a trend going where they just send me stuff. And we were doing like Christmas bits. So I think I had like three ridiculous Christmas suits.
Sweet.
It's like, it feels like I only need one of these.
Down to one now.
So yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to, you know, conserve.
Good. for the environment.
Give it to, I love how we call it donating. It hit me one, like Goodwill, those are like for profit companies.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like we just give them our free stuff and they sell it for $5.
It's great for them. Makes
it, I mean, it's good. I'd rather do that than go in the trash, but donating feels like a weird word. I'm not really helping people.
Well, I think they do good stuff with the money.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they have to. Their name's Goodwill.
They're paying for ads to run down Salvation Army is what I heard.
Oh,
Salvation Army?
More like Navy.
More like Navy. They're sinking fast. Going to Goodwill. That's I saw that ad, literally. It's brutal.
Surely, now I'm questioning it. Surely Goodwill gives some of their money away, right? They're called Goodwill. They have to.
Is Goodwill, if you're out there, please charity.
Right my wrongs. I wrote on a turtle shell unknowing that it would damage the turtle's health.
Oh.
Please give money to the turtles.
It says it's a nonprofit. Yeah, you just got to take... I just make stuff up half the time.
I was going to say, there's no way that they're just not giving away most of their...
The CEO makes $2.3 million a year, if you're curious.
Oh, I should apply.
Wow. I should... Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. If I would understand if you needed to quit the podcast to run Goodwill.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing.
Nothing short of CEO and Goodwill.
You have to run the Salvation Army ads if you're going to do it. That's what a good CEO does.
One time, I legitimately stopped talking to a girl that I was interested in because I saw this joke on Twitter.
Because she shopped at Goodwill? It's brutal, dude.
She applied to be CEO. And I was like, that job's in New Jersey. Come on. Yeah. I saw this joke on Twitter and it was, why do we call it thrift shopping instead of Goodwill hunting? And I was like, dang, that's clever. Not like laugh out loud funny, but like, that's a good joke.
That is.
And I shared it with her and she was like, I don't get it. And I was like, you don't get this. I was like, that's like a really good joke. And
like she didn't think it was funny or she did not understand.
She didn't understand it. Well, but the thing is she did kind of understand it. She was like, well, I haven't seen the movie. So like she knew Goodwill Hunting was a movie, which is all you need to understand that joke.
Right.
She's like, I haven't seen the movie. I was like, but the fact that you know it's a movie, like that's good enough to understand the joke. She's like, I don't. Whatever. And then I just like, I legitimately lost interest. Cause like,
you're like, I gotta get
if you don't
here.
Think that's yeah. funny, you're not gonna think a lot of the stuff just, that I find funny
just
is funny.
Your
too.
Whole life, you're like, you just crack a joke and she just looks at you. You're like,
I guess I haven't seen that movie. Day. I'm yeah. like, no, I'm just commenting on what the guy's wearing.
No. yeah, I mean, somebody said for that. You everything. And me, we're gonna need a girl who laughs at pretty much everything I say. So,
yeah, I haven't seen that movie. I also recently told someone, on a similar note of like, well, if you don't think that's funny, you're not gonna think I'm funny. This girl was telling me that she doesn't think that golden doodles are cute. And I told her, look, if you don't think golden doodles cute, there's no way you're gonna think I'm cute. Because those yeah. things are way more attractive than I am.
Yeah.
I legitimately told her that.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, brand new golden doodle puppy. Well, do not, dadgummit. Brand new golden doodle puppy. Do not want to touch that. Oof. So
you're probably not gonna want to kiss me yeah. at the end of this dinner.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think not only is a golden dude are cuter than me, but those women take care of it. It's probably cleaner than my hair too.
Yeah.
So
just imagine someone like, oh, I just got this puppy. Oh, is that a golden doodle? Ew. Oh, get that away. Like get that away. Get that away.
I don't like those ones.
Oh, we should ride on its fur and send it off.
Yeah.
That's what she would do.
Yeah.
We should see how far it can go.
Golden doodles suck. Okay, where are we at right now? Where are we rolling?
We're about 37 minutes, Trey.
Ooh, we're having fun. Let's do a little shout out to, we had a couple of people send in jingles. I want to give shout outs to both Ben and Josh. I'll play Josh's first. We're going to queue up. Might use these moving forward. These are fun. We got a spoken word out jingle. So Jake, you're going to get us going.
Whose is this one from?
Shout out Josh.
Okay. Josh, that was saucy. Good
Jake,
work.
Jake, your spoken word up is, this was sent in also. Thank you so much to our, let me see who it was. It was writing an essay. Thank you, Kylie.
Oh, I need my music.
You do. Play up your music. And here we go, one more time. Begin.
Thank you all for coming. Let's go back. Let's go back to a time when I didn't need to rhyme. And every day I walked in that line. 11th grade English. 11 years taking a language that I already know. This is confusing, but what do I know? Paragraphs, words, sentences, fragments. I don't know. Is this good.
I understand that.
Teacher.
Yes.
I just want my work to be seen. I guess you could say I just want my work cited.
Oh, we all want to be seen. We all want to be seen.
Bibliography. Biblion on me.
Mm. Only on the weekends.
I talk to Esteban, and I say, eh, ese? He is confused because I want him to write my essay. Yes. Back and forth we go.
Spanish class.
ESL, English as a second language.
Comprende.
Needless to say, essay did not write my essay.
I understand that. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome. Felt really good about the work cited joke.
I felt that. Okay, Ben, shout out to you for this jingle. We're giving you a double header this time, okay? Because I have something to get off my chest too. Yes.
Spoken word. Woo! Is it both? Nice.
Excuse me. Please cue music.
You can just listen to him out of those, basically. Or you put them on, whatever you want to do. Ready?
My word was what? I apologize.
What was it?
Deodorant.
Oh, yeah, deodorant. Yeah, it was deodorant. You want me to start over?
Thank you, Christy, for this inspiration. This is deodorant. I just ask that you guys, if you're listening, just open up your heart holes, your aortas, and your areolas. Aren't they all the same? They're next to your armpit. I don't want to smell. No, ma'am. Un naturale. Don't give me that aluminum. Give me aluminum free. I'll spread my arms like an eagle and fly with a fragrance so sweet. I smell like swagger. Old Spice. I don't know what swagger smell like. It smells like my armpits. Get in my armpits. Get in my armpits. Get in my arms. Because life can be the pits. Can it? So get in these arms, girl. Get in these arms, boy. I smell good, even when life is bad. Soar like the wings on eagles, as long as they're scented. Deodorant. I love deodorant, but it better be natural. Deodorant. Give me that sweet, sweet Dio. To the B. Oh no, B.O. Thank you.
Let me cross page you up. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
I need a moment.
Thank you for being so brave.
Oh.
Was that as good for you as it was for me?
Yes, that really... Because sometimes our armpits can smell like taco meat. And sometimes our hearts feel like taco meat. And I think they're all connected. So I hope you guys enjoyed that.
I was a little confused at first. I was like, where does he put deodorant at? Because he's only talking about my chest right now.
Yeah. Heart to the nipple to the armpit.
Yeah. You just kind of, you move over.
I kind of do. Yeah, I do like a whole thing. It's like a war paint.
You start here and just kind of slides off and you end up in your armpit. It's slippery. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like there should be more? Or have you ever not used deodorant for a while and then been like, wow, I really see why we have deodorant?
I've seen both of it. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I forgot deodorant this morning. It's the afternoon. I already smell disgusting. That's crazy. That did not take long.
It's like, this seems like a pretty big flaw in our makeup.
And then other times, like, let's say I'm home for Christmas and I'll be wearing only sweatshirts and sweatpants for like 3 days straight. and I'll forget deodorant and I won't notice because like, oh, well, the smell can't get out of my sweatshirt. So that doesn't seem too bad. As long as I keep a sweatshirt on, I'm fine.
But then you take it off.
And like, whoa.
Oh, no. Because, yeah, you get told like, oh, well, everything's bad for you. I guess your deodorant's bad for you because I really layer it up and then I'll feel a little dry. And I'm like, well, it says like 48 hour protection. I guess I'll just like not put it on today. And then you're end of your day, you're like, okay, I'm going to need to put this on every day.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm when it comes to average sweatiness, I'm very, very low on the scale.
I do a good job.
Very little sweating.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I'm often cold. I don't do a lot of sweating. I'm never a smelly guy, but there's nothing you can do to avoid the armpit. You've got to DO, man.
And it's just tough. Job. Once you start sweating, I don't care where you are, it's very hard to stop. And it's very noticeable. And it can be very embarrassing.
Are you a sweater?
Yeah.
Can you tell? That sucks, dude. I'm very fortunate I'm not because there'll be, like, we went to like a hot summer wedding and I did pretty good. It was 108 at the altar. I was a groomsman and I did okay. And the guy who was officiating was this kind of, he was a pastor, but he was also this kind of like workout guy who's very muscular. Mm. And his white shirt, I mean, you could see his nips.
Wow.
It was crazy. And I had people come up to me after and like, how are you not sweating up there? Dude,
way to stay strong.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got a face for podcasting. I don't know. Yeah. Just good under stress.
Good under stress, man. I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, oh.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I was doing, I did this live stream for Facebook while like my house is getting finished up. So there's like an electrician there and it's just so, you know, these good, you know, rough and tough blue collar guys are in there fixing up the house. I'm like, if we could just be done by like 6, because I have a live stream I'm hosting and I'm actually quite scared about it. It's a haunted house.
Spooky.
And so we're like doing the run through on the call as he like comes down to like do a last thing. And I have like this big set with lights on me and I'm like running through the script. So I'm like, I'm Trey Kennedy and I'm your host. And we are going to get a little spooky tonight, folks. Happy haunting live. Drop your comments below if you've ever. And this guy's probably like, what?
Meanwhile, like Gerald is over there with his like sweat and grime all over his face. Like, and like, what?
Like, this is how he's paying me to like get his lights working. This is embarrassing. I feel like he's like, I'm going to wire it a little wrong. This guy's a scrub.
I've seen some comments, Trey, that have said, Trey, what are you going to talk about once you're done moving? What do you have to say to those people?
I know it is because podcast is very much what's happening now. And I'm in a weird spot right now because I'm pumped for November, dude, because we're going to be on the road, be doing things.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have things to talk about. So that's my answer to that. And I've literally saw comments like that. I've made a point like on this week's Correct Opinions, I didn't talk about it.
Nice.
I did mention just like the live stream, but I've talked about it very little.
Good. I think you can talk about it. I'm with you. This is a podcast about our lives. We're gonna talk about what's happening. Which is
Yeah, getting a washer and dryer, so that's exciting.
That's huge.
That's huge, man.
I won another pickleball tournament last weekend. That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. And I mean, it's getting cold for you.
I'll see you on the pickle courts tomorrow night.
True.
Although,
I'm getting out there.
I think there's supposed to be like 30 mile an hour wind, so it should be fun.
I did see windy stuff. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm sure we'll just, it's like a play with your wife thing, and you know how fun that is.
Oh, yeah, you're married.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun, but it's kind of, you know, she's not the, she's like definitely, she's really, she's better at me in a lot of athletic things, but like she's not competitive at all.
So I'll be like,
let's like running and being nice to people.
Those
sports. Athletically. Yeah, those sports. but she's just the least competitive person in the world. I'm like, all right, let's get this win. And she'll be like, it could be like the game winning point and she could ruin it. And she'd be like, oops. And I'd be like, no, that was like, what are you doing? She's like, okay, let's grab dinner.
I mean, at least she would find a lot of value in the Goodwill Hunting joke. So that's fine.
She would. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's great. It's probably a good thing. Probably need a little more of that because
good balance.
I lost kickball and almost needed to check an anger management class. So
I just hold a new drywall.
Yeah.
Contractor was not happy.
You guys are patching up this stuff anyways, right? While you're at it. Yeah, but it's good. What do you got going this weekend, man?
it'll be pretty fun. No pickleball tournament, sadly, but the guys, I think we've talked about it earlier on this podcast. I did this whole limo road trip across every state 2 summers ago, and those guys were having a little reunion. They're coming to Kansas City this weekend. So it'll be a while since I've seen them, and I'm sure we'll catch up. I think we might throw down like a bonus podcast episode together, just recounting a lot of old stories and memories and whatnot, because there's a lot to talk about when you spent every second together for 80 days.
Yeah.
A lot to.
It's like my marriage thus far.
Yeah, you about 80 days in?
Yeah, right. Around the world in 80 days. You ever read that one?
Was it 80?
He was in a hot air balloon, right?
Maybe.
No, Magellan?
That was Magellan, right?
Magellan, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him for sure. That's what I got going on.
No, it's definitely been more than 80 days, but I'm going to Atlanta. Pumped for that.
Oh, I didn't know that. What for?
Just Katie's from there. Just kind of like, she moved here. So I'm like, if you ever want to see your friends, let me know. And she's like, I'd like to. So we're just going.
It's time. And Atlanta's kind of in a rough, like the state of Georgia's in a rough spot right now. Braves are up 3-1 in the MLB playoffs.
Yeah, they need
not going to the World Series. Georgia was up on Alabama. Ended up losing.
Yeah.
And then the Falcons
are taking L's. That is tough.
So they need it.
And yeah, that's kind of my joke to her. I'll be like, do you see? I brought you to a winter city. Like, you should be grateful for this. We're chilling. Big sports weekend. I'm very excited. My Oklahoma State Cowboys are in a big football game Saturday. Very few times. I feel like I do good about being like a sports guy in a marriage.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this. I gotta watch. Like, I can go off by myself, but I gotta watch this one. She's like, okay. So I am fired up about that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. It'll be good to. It's always funny. And Atlanta is like warm. So that'll be sick.
That will be nice.
I think it's supposed to rain and stuff, but.
Dang it, Atlanta.
But yeah, I mentioned shows briefly. TreyKinney.com/tour. Excuse me. It's, we've already sold out 4 or 5 of the shows.
No way.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's.
Like both. Like
we got Naples. Yeah, I'll give you the rundown. Naples is the early show. Naples is sold out. We still got a late. The Lexington early show sold out. We have another show. The couple Toledo shows sold out, but we've added shows.
Wait, how many are we doing in Toledo now?
We're gonna probably do 4 shows in Toledo.
Toledo, let's go.
Toledo.
Toledo.
TreyKinney.com/tour. Yeah, they're obviously going quick because of COVID. There's like limited tickets for sure. So get them. And merch dropped today.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Wow. So go get them. Fun, nice little fall merch. It feels like we haven't dropped merch in a while. I've had people ask me about it. So go to shop.treykinney.com. And if you want bonus podcasts.
Yeah.
treykinney.com/DLG. We're giving away the new merch drop today to one new subscriber. So check that out.
And I was also going to say, they can't really do anything about this yet, but just have it on your radar. If you can't make it to any of those cities, if you're not going to be coming to a show, we're still doing another live one.
True.
The Tuesday of Thanksgiving
week. Insider info. We're gonna fully on sale and announce next week, but keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, yeah. So just, you know, leave your Tuesdays open.
I'm excited. It feels, November's, rest of the year's going to be fun. Get out on the road, get some stuff going. So
have some stuff to talk about finally. Dude, isn't it crazy? We've done 3 podcasts. Well, I guess we weren't doing 3 when the pandemic started. But so we've been consistently podcasting when we were like forced to stay in our homes.
I know.
That's crazy. Like, we have a podcast about our lives, and we like, if we can make it through that, we can make it through anything.
Yeah, we can. We're doing it together. Thank you all for the love. Do less. God bless. Have a great weekend. And always, you know, hit us with your whatever you want us to talk about, suggestions. The email is dlgb@treykinney.com or DM the Do Less God Bless email. DM Jake. Do Less God Bless. Instagram. Whatever.
Anything. Hit us up. 2 guidance, emails from females, whatever you got. Let us know.
That's a wrap. Episode 14. We're moving along. Thanks for the love, y'all.
See you next Friday.
Do us God bless.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.